Yeah, but you got to get into it, eh?
I guess what he, yeah.
There's no getting into it. You just go.
Okay, well, I was just trying to help you boys get into a real settled conversation.
Rip the Band-Aid off before you even think about it.
It's all natural conversations, just no shit.
Okay, so on the way fucking here, dude.
Right.
I'm just banging some Bryson Tiller, you know, soft boy. And there's two fucking majestic-ass horses.
What?
You want me talking into the back of it.
This has got to be close. Other people's mouth have been on this.
Flip it on
so the other side is the, yeah.
Front.
Yeah.
There we go.
Dig it.
Just make some shit sure.
Yeah, Tuan talked into the back the entire time.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, it was tough.
It was just an echo.
I haven't eaten all day, speaking of all day. I've been practicing Ramadan.
Shut the
Now that it's sundown, I can finally
dude.
Drink this beer.
Mashallah, brother.
Yeah.
It's so hard it's being nice. In the room with some fake Muslims. And
you know what's crazy is I really do feel closer to God after this. After a day of starvation.
Not eating makes you recognize there's a higher power than you. Makes you feel small.
No, I just feel like I'm about to die.
Okay, so you decided not to eat today because you're a lazy
I didn't
bum.
Decide. God told me.
You are far from Muslim.
God
he
told
likes
me,
boys.
Bro. Allah told me not to. He told me not to eat today.
He speaks in mysterious ways.
I drank a latte. That's about it. That's all I consumed while the sun was up.
Yeah, no.
You broke it. Doesn't count.
Yeah.
I excremented a lot. I fucking...
Beat off?
No.
Oh.
I should have.
Oh,
I should have.
You just came all day.
I'd be a lot hungrier
Makes
right
sense
now.
Makes sense why you're so hungry.
Just working on my wood at right. home. Shit.
Are your
I
lips
would be
chapped?
Way hungrier.
Yeah, but back to my story.
Right.
There was all fucking right. two majestic-ass horses just fucking frolicking down the way.
Some ass horses?
It was a beautiful day, dude.
On the side of the road?
Yeah, just in Warren.
Just hanging
middle
out.
Middle fucking Warren,
in
Michigan. Like, what is going on here?
It's like that dude from Atlanta.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, if someone was on it really trying, it would have made it even better.
That would have,
Two
in
of
the
them,
street
though?
Or in like a
two
yard?
Two of them. Well, there was a guy in front of him, and he was like,
leading them?
Yeah, he's leading two of them.
Oh, damn.
And is in the most random spot. I'm like, there's nowhere to store a horse around here.
See, I wonder, like, if they were just wild horses, that'd be
wild.
Crazy, bro. Like, what if they were the only two
this
wild
is not
horses?
The wild, wild West.
They were the only
no,
two
right.
wild horses left in Michigan.
And this one random guy just.
And they're repopulating the area.
He broke
the
them in the middle
place
of Warren.
Horses
yeah.
want to stick around and just continuously fuck is Michigan.
Did you know to break a horse, you have to jerk it to a completion?
That's crazy.
Before it'll listen to you? Before it'll sub to you?
I didn't know breaking just.
We'll need a fact check on that later.
Right, but.
Look it up. It's called
no,
Mr. Hands.
Listen,
my
we don't have a producer
out.
Right now. A guy just
but,
it's called Mr. Hands. Look
yeah,
that
yeah,
up right
no.
there.
We're all right on that one. So, I did have a couple questions for you boys I wrote down.
Oh, I have a question
hold
for
on.
You.
I got,
all right, shoot.
What, just about the horses. Just
you got
or just so many things, yeah. It's just like, why? Is he just in the middle of the street walking him?
Dude, it was down the sidewalk. It was right by a fucking... Is that a high school?
Did
right,
both
right
horses
high
fit
school.
On the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Damn.
They, dude, they were behaved.
Were they small horses?
No. They weren't no Clydesdales, but they were...
But no,
fucking,
they're horses.
That's what I was wondering.
It was a majestic thing to view for the one time.
And then,
the and it was sunny horses. Out for the first time
and
in
then,
Michigan.
Just a second. Mm. Do you think...
That's a vibe.
Do you think he is on his way... to like a private location to make those horses fuck and then to maybe fuck one of those horses.
Maybe. How about this? Do you think that he sits on the taller one when he feels better about himself?
No. Now I see what this podcast is about, and this already
no.
took a turn for the left.
Do you,
I mean, listen, it
get
turned
it?
Out as something beautiful.
You think he gives one of them weed to smoke and then sits on it?
God, no, just sugar cubes. They're just behaved fucking horses, dude.
THC sugar cubes?
No, dude.
So he can get on his high?
Performance cubes.
Tell him to
all.
Get off his
you
high horse.
You are what we needed. You are
oh
what
my
we needed.
God, dude.
Tell him to get off his high horse.
But, all right.
But.
I guess that's all I had, really.
That's what Zach's on right now. Is high
I had it something earlier.
Oh, my. God. Look, I knew coming here, Snake was just going to be aggravated towards me.
I'm not
aggravated. Just mad at you?
Yeah.
I'm not aggravated.
Dude, yesterday.
Usually it's pointed at me, so it's
we're
nice.
4 minutes in.
Yesterday, I'm having a casual day out with my boy.
Just played a little.
This guy doesn't
want to
drink a fucking beer. I saw playing a little
sim
golf.
Finish my sentence.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I know how, you're getting at. I'm getting,
that's how I know he's
I
wrong.
I got myself an ice cold water.
Look at how
water.
Insecure he is.
It's, yeah, I know. It's a Thursday. Beautiful day.
Chill out, bro.
And we go. He already forgot his ID. Lost his wallet. So he doesn't have an ID.
I mean,
he
it's
can't
not like
even
it made
a beer.
Difference anyway.
Can't even get a beer at the first place.
Right.
We go get his expired ID.
My backup ID.
His backup ID. Because okay.
When these
often.
Things happen.
Because it happens often.
And we go to the next place and he gets a beer. Cool, bro. Have fun. Mind you, still live doesn't have no
have
money.
Fun.
He's Venmoing me for all the whole day.
That's crazy.
And he
just
is,
Venmoed him this morning when I got my phone back.
And he is pissed off that I'm not drinking a beer.
I was upset.
I told him I do not need.
We were at a bar.
I mean,
the Tigers game was on.
I respect the not need to
listen.
I respect the not need to have a drink.
Hey,
and
you,
I also
you live
feel
your life.
If I'm having a beer, I do want my friends to have a beer with me.
Yeah, it's a communal thing.
But at the
you
same
know?
Time, if they're not having a beer,
right.
I'm not.
Hey, okay,
I'm not going to be a whiny
he
little
said
bitch
this,
about
though.
It.
I know you're going to agree with me here. He said water is better than a cold beer.
See, those are my two favorite drinks.
I know.
Those are literally tied
And once
for
you've
me.
Had
pause.
Enough water,
those
what
are,
is it? What is it time for?
Pause.
A cold beer.
We got to remember 5 minutes ago when we were talking about being Muslim, and now we're talking about drinking beers on the daily. I think we're the farthest thing from Muslim in this basement right
oh,
now.
Oh, I never claimed to be.
Okay.
I didn't claim
just,
to be
just
either.
Making
I just
sure,
said I practiced
just,
Ramadan
hey, just
today.
Just making sure.
Never claimed
That's more Muslim than everybody else
it's
in the house.
It's appropriation, but it's okay.
Honestly.
I did the that's not appropriation.
I respect the culture, okay. And
I literally
like
did it.
You did it by accident.
Exactly, that shit's easy,
all
right, bro.
First
I don't know
all,
why they complain
first
about
all,
Ramadan
one day
all the time.
He's not doing it, but
no, he
did
just
it more than
he
did
just
more
didn't
than...
eat today, and he said that he's practicing Ramadan just because the two dates fall together doesn't mean a damn
just
thing.
Silly, it just so happens
that's
I practice.
A silly little bit. Okay. Let's not be gay about it.
Oh,
come on, look at this dude. Guy.
That's a silly little
look
bit.
Trying to ruin
guy.
The fun.
I wish the camera was here. This man shaved a
we
mustache
could,
today.
We could, he did. I know you need to
it
see it.
It was a Hitler mustache
I was,
too.
Yeah.
I wish the camera was here.
Well, I was
so
going
bad.
For undercover cop, but it went more like
pedophile,
gay douchebag, pedophile.
Pedophile.
Yeah, well, that's why I kept
you went full pedophile.
That's why I kept the soul patch. It keeps me from being pedophile.
No, that makes you almost more
Snake
of a pedophile.
That makes you undercover cop.
I showed Snakes the videos yesterday. There's this TikTok page, and it's Muppets, and the guy keeps on making clips, and it's like, it's 1982. I found his estranged wife in the bathroom laying on the floor. This case just became personal, and have some old detective music behind it. Oh right. My god, it makes you feel like you're there.
Do you want to turn on the camera?
We could.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we need the camera.
We literally could. We can set it up on this bitch
this
right
will be
here.
This will be a fucking camera app, I guess.
Set it up over there then. Beautiful.
Well, I gotta remember how to do this.
But
this man just burped into the mic.
Right
times.
Into the microphone.
Every burp, every fart. That's a rule.
Yeah. If you got a fart,
that's the only rule.
Wow.
This guy's never podcasted before.
No, I'm just getting hip to your guys' theme. I've never really I've never tuned in.
It's garbage.
It's just full degeneracy.
Yeah,
I've never listened.
But
it's just human garbage.
What were we just talking about? Oh, he looks like he's you know, so two scenarios of him trench coat standing in the rain under the one street light that's lit on the whole block.
That was a couple clips.
Right. I don't know if
it's called the heat too.
No, but he's
oh, yeah, here
he's
we go.
Either gonna tell you scram toots the streets ain't what they used to be, or he's just gonna fully dommer you.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Fully dommer you.
Dude,
he's either creepily looking out for your safety or just gonna murder you in the gayest way possible.
Yeah,
nope.
Straight from the rear.
This is wrong. Guys, I don't know how to fucking do it anymore. I forget.
Lost your touch, my brother.
Well, it's just been a minute since
I've
been
on
this thing.
I don't even know if your mic would reach for the camera.
Let's do an intro. We haven't done that yet.
I guess.
So, welcome back to the show.
This has been a while.
It's been a long time.
It's like a four-month hiatus, but...
yeah, no, it hasn't been that long, has it?
The last one was like January 1st.
Right before the national championship, I think.
It was, just how January 9th. It was our last one. It
I brought him out of
retirement.
It
is now March.
Yeah, dude.
Now
one,
March 29th.
We needed some inspiration to get back on the microphone.
We needed a push.
Yeah,
so
good.
We got a lot of good stuff set
tush
up.
Tush push line. Straight from Diddy.
Yep. Into your, in,
yeah.
Push it in your ass.
Yeah.
Full Diddy.
Tush push specialist, Diddy.
Get in that brown hole. Now, we got a lot of stuff set up for you guys today in this episode, and I know Zach's been thinking about it all day, what he's going to talk about, so I just can't,
I really
wait,
can't wait to hear,
to
it.
Hear what
for
he's
it.
Got, but, you know, I'll start us off with a little softball question here, and this would be for both of you. I got this from Daniel Tosh, so it's not original at all, but do you believe in ghosts?
120%.
There's ghosts here.
That answers so much.
There's ghosts here.
120%.
It answers everything.
My sister just left.
I already knew
my
about
it. What do you mean?
That makes a lot of sense.
You don't believe in ghosts? You're saying?
He's going to pull the I'm smarter than you
this
card.
This just turned into an hour because
he's such a retard.
He thinks he is.
Yeah, no. Okay. No. Come on, guys.
I will demolish her.
Oh, I never said that.
Come on, guys.
I totally
don't bully me now.
I totally believe in
his favorite
stuff that's not real, too.
Just his favorite bit to pull. He's definitely just not going to pull right now.
What?
Oh, you guys are idiots.
Bro, I don't have to.
Okay.
It goes without saying at this point.
So now that we agree, first you have to tell us why you don't.
Because they're not real.
Why?
Because they don't exist.
Okay.
And what makes you believe this?
Bro, because bro,
there are so many haunted interactions, so many
crazy people.
What do you mean?
People be like, I've had my own shit like that, but you're like, you know, you get realistic about it.
You get realistic about it from the truth. It still doesn't make any sense.
The only time I'll say I had a real, like, real fucking ghost thing happen was the night my grandpa died. A bunch of shit on my shelves, like, flung off the shelves in the middle of the night. Crazy.
This plot has a great hypothesis. We're already there. It's got the setup.
You don't even know what you just
it
said.
It happened.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was crazy.
So what?
I still don't know how to explain that.
Yeah. Okay. So then, how
but
do
it
you
wasn't
not,
a ghost.
Then what was?
How do you figure?
It was a spirit, bro.
Oh, okay. Oh, so now we're distinguishing the two. Here we go. Here
it wasn't
go.
Like a poltergeist.
So can we say ghosts are lost spirits?
So he just he just admitted he's gayer than both of me. He's like, what do they call him? Like the sign bitches.
I'm spiritual.
The bitches that are obsessed with the stars.
I'm spiritual.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You seem like astrology? A Taurus rising moon.
Right, yeah, some shit like
whatever
that.
Whatever the fuck that means.
Nah, bro. It wasn't, bro.
You just love it.
The only spirits the only spirits I believe in are behind the barkeep.
That was heartfelt.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you why I do believe they're real. Nice. I can't fully attest to this, but I believe everybody in the room that was there when this happened. When we lived, it was somewhere in southwest Detroit when I was a baby. We lived in a house with a bunch of people.
So you didn't even experience this for real, but you were told
about it. Hey, let me finish my story.
Go ahead. I was just clearing it up.
These are all qualified people.
I'm just clearing the story.
Qualified people that would not lie to me.
This is a secondhand account, though.
Yeah, sure.
Certified.
But my mother and three of her friends that were in the kitchen at the time watched a gallon of milk come off the counter, like straight up, move.
Hover.
And drop to the floor. Mind you,
they
this
said,
house,
your milk.
This house we lived in back, I forget what the dates were. My mom had the dates because they found out, they looked it up and everything. Probably about 40 years before they lived there, the house burned down. The way the parents used to discipline the kids, they would put them in the closet.
And hit them with a gallon of
milk. No, just put them in the closet and lock them in there. The house caught on fire when they were fucking in trouble, and both the kids died in the closet. And it was in the newspaper all
damn.
That.
And they were lactose intolerant?
Yep, because of the milk. And they were pissed off about it.
Damn.
So they dropped it.
That's tough.
But
your mom had to
I mean, that's an
milk.
Encounter. You know what I'm saying? You can't deny something like that.
I can deny it, but I won't. So
okay,
we don't
things,
fucking argue for an hour about ghosts.
Right. I mean, but some things I can attest to. Because listen,
can we do a Ouija board one of these days?
Most definitely not. I do believe 100% that is an accident.
Yeah, don't. But
anybody like
that
is so
not
crazy.
Nope.
You know
not
it's not going to happen.
Nope. Same thing.
Dude, it's just somebody else pulling that thing.
Same thing. My mom had some friends.
Oh my god!
I swear, she left. She left. They had a Ouija board out. Popped out a Ouija board. Did their little thing, whatever, ha ha, hee hee, fun.
Ha ha.
They tried to get rid of that Ouija board for a year.
It just kept
it out,
coming
get
back.
Rid of it, coming back.
Okay.
They would find it in their closet. It was fucking nuts. Even if it was a friend playing with their mind.
Yeah.
That's a committed
crazy.
Bit. That's funny.
That's a committed bit. They were trying to get rid of it for years.
That's fucking absurd.
Just mine real quick. I've had two things that I've personally had. I've one time I felt it, and the other time I felt and seen it, of just like
A penis?
Somebody sitting down on my
Diddy's
bed.
Diddy's dick?
Diddy was sitting down on my bed. But no, just somebody, I felt it. Just something sitting down on my bed that wasn't there the first time. And then the second time that I felt it, like I saw the fucking bed move a little. I was like, all right, I'm just rolling
over. I trip myself out like that all the time.
Oh, no, I was fully.
But I'm not like dead on believing it. I'm like, I was just freaking myself out.
So the first time I was just starting to go to sleep, not even like, oh, I was almost asleep, like just closed my eyes type shit. And then the second time I was like, fully like just turned my TV off, like, and then like quick look to my right, and like goddamn, there's like a fucking like somebody getting up real quick off my bed.
Yeah, but you might have been like half asleep.
I definitely wasn't. Like I don't go to bed half asleep. I go to bed like a quarter to sleep, as stupid as that sounds, and then I work my way to like half and then full.
Don't worry, Doobie, I believe you. Snakes out here.
I'm sure you do.
And then just
hey, I knew that'd be a fun question.
And just constant footsteps. All right, Zach, I have a question. I have one question for you then. Your favorite crime you've ever committed?
Favorite crime I've ever committed?
That is a great question.
On recorded tape.
On recorded tape.
No, just Danny.
Yeah. No, it's
no,
fair.
Admitted on recorded tape.
Well, duh.
My favorite crimes to commit is like petty larceny.
But what's your holy grail?
Like
your Magnus Carlson.
Like not your go-to, but like your one and done. Like one
like
last
it,
job.
The
Magnum
one,
opus.
The one last job.
The one last, like, just when I think I'm out.
Just when I think I'm dick. Out of there. It's stealing, dude. I fucking... I'm
good old Robin.
Yeah. Dude, when I'm drunk... And I see something that should be mine.
I'm leaving here with something.
It ends up mine. I don't know why. It could be it's usually the most petty thing. You remember when John moved to Michigan State?
I do.
We're at a party. First night he moved in to his apartment. And I was like, we're at this party and I'm just walking through. And I'm like, John, you need this
fucking
cock.
You see his PlayStation 3?
Dude, it was a wooden chicken.
That
snag.
Oh, I remember that wooden
you know
chicken.
The wooden chicken. It's in John's garage right now. We still have it, dude. Perfect piece to steal from someone's house at a party.
That's hilarious, because imagine if like John would have threw a party and like that kid would have came to his house
and
been and like,
stole his chicken.
Is that my cock?
Yeah, stole his wooden cock,
just
dude.
Stole it back.
Oh my god, it's the mascot.
What's even better is that's probably like a mascot family heirloom that like, oh, I don't really want you to take that to college, but
nah, you know they got that shit the same fucking
even,
way.
Think so? Even yeah. When I was drunk, I thought the same thing. I was like, you know what, they could love this thing.
I was gonna say
they probably,
but I'm taking
that's how it becomes a John. That's how it becomes a John family heirloom.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. No, John's family heirloom is they.
That just means it was meant to be in John's hands in the first place.
John's family is 0.2 Jewish. Shout out to Jewish because they make the world go round.
Don't show. Oh, I mean,
it's like free
fuck
Palestine.
The Jewish.
Fuck the Jews.
God, the
but
Jews
they
so
their
much.
Family rotates
the tunnels.
They rotate the Star of David to put on their front lawn for Christmas. Everyone in the family.
It?
Yeah, like you get it for like 2 years and you got to give it away.
Oh, in the neighbor. I thought you meant the
no,
like
in their family.
I was
the
like,
family.
What does that make? It's
in their family.
Gonna be top point.
That's what I was
crazy.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. Though, too.
Like,
I'm
it's
like, damn,
gonna be top
every 2 days somebody just turns it one point.
God damn, I thought they were supposed to be smart.
Dude, listen, I knew this was going to happen when we got on the topic of Jews. I don't even remember where we come from.
John, our good friend.
John's
our
Jewish?
Beloved friend.
Oh, John and the cock. They did some ancestry bullshit.
He
John's pretty Jewish. We just said he was Jewish when we were kids.
Might be Palestinian if he's from the area.
John,
he's good with money.
John's whiter than these walls.
Huh?
John's whiter than these walls. We're good.
Yeah.
John,
he has not a big nose either.
Yeah, no.
No, that's a red-blooded American if I've ever seen one.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, conservative in training.
John. You guys can get Country John on here one time.
Yeah, nah, he's a Republican
definitely
in training.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, dude. Who isn't, dude?
Facts.
Everyone's turning to the right. You know what? Because when you can't go left, you might as well go right.
If it ain't right, it ain't right. You know?
But, yeah, no, fucking being drunk,
I
steal.
Get more racist.
What?
When I'm drunk, I steal, dude. It's a crazy fucked up habit.
Nothing will be as
good
funny.
Good old sticky fingers.
Nothing dude. Will be as funny, Doobie, as the one time when I was all
Home Alone
out
type
and
shit.
And we went to Brooke's house and I stole her brother's weed right in front of everybody.
Oh my god.
And then when her brother came out and was looking for it, it was like
You know what? I think I was there.
I was like, oh, I have a bunch of weed. Like, and he was like, what the fuck? I barely remember it, but every time I think about it, makes me fucking crack the fuck up.
I remember one time we were at Nicole's house and
Agrusa?
Yeah.
Sorry to drop last names.
It's fine. Yeah, you shouldn't do that. We should actually, we're going to bleep that.
We'll bleep out that.
Timestamp it.
We're good. We'll find it.
But somebody somebody clap.
Fuck.
Yeah, that works, I guess.
Okay. So we were over her house, and we went in the basement, and they literally just had like half a pound sitting on the table, and I was...
Yeah, her mom's a real freak boss.
No, right. And I was just super wasted just being a fucking idiot. It's like... It was like me, Tino, Helgi. You might have been down there.
I was there for that, I think.
You might have been there, yeah. Too. But then...
When they had the farm?
I mean, it was just one of the many times we were over there. Mm-hmm. But Daniela and Gab were already down there. I think Nat was there, too.
Damn, I miss her, and I'm not going to say which one.
I know. Me, too.
I'm not going to say which one. Yeah,
this is a shout-out for you if you ever hear this.
I miss you. The two of them I miss a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Not only just because they're nice to look at, but just they're pretty funny, too.
Let's not get misogynistic. I like their personality.
I said they're pretty funny, too.
They can all fuck off.
But I was joking around as we're smoking a joint down there, and I was like, I just like opened my pants in like a, you know, like a Tom and Jerry type way, and like pretended to like I was going to drop the bag down there.
And the tip came out?
No. And then it was either like, it was somebody that was like involved with the
pack.
Nicole walked down the stairs as I was, you know, doing the bit, and she was like, she got like,
what do you think you're doing?
She got hard about it, and I was like,
just kidding.
We're doing that right now. And I literally put it down, and I was like, my bad. I was clearly joking, I thought, and I was just like, just sat down, and I was
you
like,
you got scared.
I
didn't get scared. I got embarrassed because I was like,
that's honest. I like it.
She didn't get the joke.
Yeah.
And it's like her shit, so I was like,
yeah, so it really looks stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
And she like, she walked down at the end of it, so I was like, oh,
bad
fuck.
Timing.
Right.
You know?
It was in front of everybody. It was clear I wasn't stealing.
You got to work on your timing, I guess, is all.
It was in front of 8 people. I thought I was safe with my timing. Yeah. I'm like, hey, guys, watch this.
Nobody came to back you up.
Yeah, no.
They just let you hang out to dry.
They were like, dude, he's stealing it.
Yeah, no.
Let's beat his ass.
Well, no. They're like, oh, like, obviously, like, not like, but like, oh, no. Like, no. It's not like that. And then I just sat down, like,
I'm dumb.
Twiddling my fingers at that point. Like,
I'm gay and dumb and stupid.
Literally just, fuck.
Everyone
fuck,
hates
fuck,
me.
I'm so gay. I'm so gay.
God damn it.
And you were right.
You're a drunk idiot. Mm-hmm. Well, sit down.
Well, besides my fucking favorite crime, what's y'all saying?
Rape?
Oh, dog, we did
Jesus.
No way.
I thought that's what you were saying. Taylor. Yours was.
No. Oh. That was crazy.
Okay.
Domestic.
What's mine?
Domestic terrorism.
Domestic violence.
Yeah, the FBI is on to you.
No,
domestic violence is fun.
I'm already on the list.
It's always fun to watch.
But they know I'm not going to do anything. It's funny.
Yeah,
it's a joke at this point.
Fucking when I lived in Grand Rapids with MJ, the people across from us talk about domestic violence, bro. I'm pretty sure I've talked about this
domestic
on here before,
violence. Dude. I've
every
been,
single
I've been
day,
there. I have been abuses? There.
Yeah, bro.
I've been there when they are scrapping. It
dog.
Is crazy.
Oh, every
is
single
nuts.
Fucking Friday, it was like the
that
fight
was,
of the century.
That was the funniest apartment I've ever.
So
been a
fucking
part of.
Funny, bro. It was hilarious.
It was so.
And then we had a bunch of fucking dykes below us that were fucking trying so hard to be guys that it was hilarious, bro.
There's.
Once
what
every other
it, two,
month, they
four,
fucking get in a bitching fit, and it's hilarious.
There was only 8 apartments, and it was off a main road, and it was the weirdest looking setup.
Oh, one
setup.
Of them type building?
Dude,
ew.
And there's two... Ew, brother, ew.
Brother, ew.
There was two was separate, like, buildings, 4 apiece, right. And it was just... They would use the hallway as storage.
Bro, that's a Jefferson apartment.
Oh, my God. It was horrendous.
Oh, it was Georgetown.
It was
that's
great,
crazy.
Though.
Like, it was
no,
fucking
Georgetown,
Aspen Creek.
It might be better. Like, you ever seen them... 4 units down Jefferson, right after the mobile and shit.
Oh,
yeah,
no. About.
Well, like, that's not shits. Georgetown anymore. Those are nicer, but
no,
I know what
I'm
you're talking about.
Not
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I know what
yeah.
you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But, fucking, it was basically Aspen Creek, but if they fucking cut the building into 4 fucking and smaller fucking rooms.
Yeah.
Like, Aspen
no,
Creek
I,
actually has a nicely big apartment.
Right.
That's, yeah, that's fucking.
This apartment was as big as this basement.
Yeah, I'm
not, I mean, including the laundry room.
Yeah, like not all that extended.
I'm super happy. I'm stressed for space, and I'm super happy with my space.
Nice.
No, nice. You guys have a ton of space here.
Oh, so much. I mean, only in my room. I'm not anywhere else.
I only need space for the golf clubs.
They're in my trunk still. I might not take them bitches out.
Exactly. Like, that's the best spot to put
them.
Even
next winter, I might not take them bitches out.
Only during the winter.
They were
in the winter, I'll bring them inside. They're in the basement.
In the winter, you bring them inside.
They're my parents' garage till the start of this month.
Hmm?
They're my parents' garage till the start of this month.
Well, I mean, yeah. I'm just saying, like, ideally, you would bring it in over the winter.
Right. I got my Glock. I don't got my phone.
It's crazy. Shit, this motherfucker just pulls
at least
up.
Priorities.
Bro, we're hanging out. We're hanging out waiting for basketball to start.
You got your priorities
and
in order,
this
that's
motherfucker
for sure.
Just decides to
whip out the Glock 19.
I just set that on the fucking coffee table.
Oh my god.
The fucking side table right next to him and just
whipping his dick out.
That's the problem. That's the problem right there. Cuz no one in this room should be afraid or have an opinion against the gun. Everyone in here should be strapped and everyone would be safe.
I
wish you guys, I hope you guys understand that I've shot guns before all of you have.
That's a lie.
I guarantee you that till the day I promise you that.
I shot the first time
I'm not even flexing. Like, I just know what I'm talking about, right? And I respect them.
No,
guns.
I respect. That's why I'm scared of them.
But you've never shot them.
I know. I've shot. First time I shot, I was 13. Last time I shot, I was 15, 16.
I've shot a billy guns all the time. Same. You should do it all the time.
But get your CPLs and
like I was telling you, I've seen.
When's the first time you shot a gun?
First time I shot a gun, yeah. I was probably like 8.
Okay. Yeah, I was like 9. So we're close.
It was a.
It's in that area.
It was a .22 rifle, and I shot it at a range.
I shot a Luger.
Mine
that was my first fucking pistol shot.
Fucking 20 gauge shotgun.
I didn't shoot my first shotgun until I was mid teenager though. I was too afraid I was gonna blow my shoulder off.
See, with the handgun, I was afraid I was gonna drop it. So I just liked the fucking.
See, that's
shoddy.
The most comfortable I was with it.
I actually shot a 12 gauge. Maybe actually it was a 410 shotgun. Obviously, that makes way more sense with a kid. But then I shot a 12 gauge like right after that.
I never shot an AR. It's only been pistols.
I've never shot rifles. I've never shot an AR.
Yet. Really? It's fun.
Yeah,
it looks like so much
fun.
We
used to go up to Kyle's cabin and just rain them in the woods.
I just love me a good rifle.
Dude,
I'm a sniper.
Where
dog.
I shot at, the guy, it was my grandma's sister. We call them uncle and aunt, whatever. But he had 64 acres up.
Technically, like your great aunt, right?
I think so. That makes sense. But 64 acres up north, we just fucking in a pond that we would shoot into because it's a fucking pond up north.
Yeah.
That's all I want. Just what he was talking about. Just fucking empty shit into the fucking 64 acres or even just a pond.
See, I'm really about that life though because. When I would hunt with Justin and Uncle Brian, and fucking when Uncle Brian was like setting shit up or whatever,
right.
We'd be obviously in the middle of a fucking farmland, nobody around for miles
and
miles.
See, what's crazy is we were 10 steps from the house when I was shooting.
Well, we also hunted in the backyard of his parents' house. They had acres, but
yeah. But I'm sorry. I mean,
so what I'm saying is, like when I was younger, we used to go hunting and shit. And so, fucking, my Uncle Brian, he'd be setting up, like, the other guns we were going to use or, like, whatever, cleaning shit off, any last-second things. And while he was doing that, he'd just be like, we're out in a field, there's nobody fucking around for miles. Fucking, he'd just, like, he'd be like, you guys go shoot birds or something in the trees. So we would just hunt birds and rabbits and stuff, like, within the fucking vicinity.
Dude.
Bro, I've probably killed fucking 1,000 birds just for no reason at all.
See, that... Like
that's childhood trauma.
I'm
nah, dude. It was
if
not,
I was doing that.
Okay,
wasn't it you telling me something crazy about
the frogs? I think I've told it.
Oh my god! Did he ever tell you the story about the frogs? All right, we're on the pod now. Go ahead, explain it again, just in case.
When I was a kid,
horrible story. I'm sorry.
You might want to tell yours first because mine's better. All
right,
I promise you, mine's better. Mine's the best frog story. Me and Barmo were just laughing about. How we would fucking
you know what? It's fucked up.
One.
Every kid has a frog story, and I have one too. So I'll share
the
mine.
Baseball bat one.
Well, yeah, we used to do that shit all the time. That's what we were laughing.
That
about.
Is horrible.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just loft them up and crank them.
So,
We didn't do it a lot, but it happened.
Y'all been to my house. The neighbors, when like you walk in the front door directly behind us.
Yeah.
That's a different family, obviously. Growing up, kid was a year older than me. Best friends, hung out every day. Dude just played sports, fucked around in the neighborhood, whatever. One day, he started catching frogs and like, you know, keeping them in jars and like.
Weird kid activity.
Throwing them and like started like progressively like getting more violent towards them.
Dangerous kid.
Literally.
Getting more violent.
Literally as he was doing.
That's a psychopath. As he was. See, I didn't catch and kill. I just killed.
No. So as,
okay.
As he was doing this, I was like.
I didn't kill no cats either.
I was like,
or nothing like that.
In awe of like, what is he doing to these. I like frogs. What is he doing to these guys? And my final straw of my last day hanging out with him, and I honestly don't remember seeing him after, is he caught like two or three dead ones. Like he probably caught them and killed them.
Oh my
and
god!
And
then just caught some dead ones
and started cutting them down the middle with a fucking wood chip.
Like, oh yeah,
gruesome
experimenting.
Yep, that's and, some Jeffrey Dahmer.
I mean, you
shit.
You do that in sixth grade.
I saw the
in science class.
I didn't even see
supervised.
I didn't even see the first one get fucking, like, he scratched the first one three times, and I went home. I was like,
this
done.
Is gross.
I'm done. Yeah. Like, I'm out.
I'm done. Right.
And I've,
yeah. I can top that.
They moved away the next
one. Well, let me tell mine before you get into fucking murder, all right.
Do you
murder
want
and vigilance.
Go get
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, mine was a complete accident, number one.
Yeah, I was dealing with a psycho. It's crazy.
Frog catching, every kid does it, dude.
I love
you know.
It. It's so good.
Clearly, you can't bring the frogs in the house.
Right.
So.
I still would. I would bring it three steps in and be like, ah, look.
Me being me, I kept all my frogs in a bucket.
Same. In
the
garage.
On the
grass.
Porch. I lived in a trailer, so I was on the porch.
Well, crabs in
same
a bucket.
Same difference.
And I finally got back to my frogs one day, you know, after I neglected them for a while. Popped the top. I probably had about four or five frogs in there. There's one frog left and no other frogs.
King frog.
King frog.
Yeah.
Ate him.
They cannibalize.
That's what happens.
I didn't know
they're
what
like
to do. I didn't know how to act. I didn't know if I should kill him just because he was traumatized.
He was the winner. What do you mean? Why would you kill
yeah,
him?
But,
that's
okay.
When you pit him against other fucking toads.
He's king
okay,
toad.
Dude.
That's your warrior.
Imagine
money,
being locked in
leash.
This basement for weeks and we just finally just have to start killing each other.
Yeah, I'm starving.
That's horrible.
No, literally.
Yeah. That's horrible. I felt bad. I knew his mental state was horrible, but I had to just
so
release him. I just released him.
You released him a stronger, better frog.
Bro, he went to the nearest pond and said.
And took it
What's
over.
Up?
Yeah. He walked up to the toughest frog, a bullfrog, and was like,
all
let's
of
go.
Your asses.
Yeah. It's time to fight.
You released him from prison, and then he went to bigger prison and then challenged the biggest guy.
He probably fought. He probably an eagle probably tried to catch him, and he fucking punched it in the mouth.
I was just going
to
say, he
was. You guys are making me feel good about the frog.
That's
fucking,
what happens, bro. That's just science.
He was three big toads away from fucking challenging a bird.
That's just how it works. All right, my turn.
He's going to be a bird swallower. You should have fucking kept him. He would have been a bird swallower by now.
All right, Doobie. So I'm pretty sure I've said this before.
Could have bred him as champions.
But
his bloodline will never die.
I'll tell it real quick.
Leonidas.
My grandpa, the gay one. Owned a farm.
I always forget he was gay.
So yeah, funny. with his boyfriend, they owned a farm. Okay,
that's
and
even funny.
That is the best kind of gay.
Yes, dude, it's the funniest thing ever. The more I think back about it, I'm like, damn, that's so tight.
So gay. Damn, that's even gayer.
Yeah. So fucking dude, they had a horse with braids.
That's so hard.
So sick.
That's so
yeah,
hard.
It was so sick. So fucking. I would, like, go out there, and they had a pond, obviously, so I would, like, go fucking hunt frogs. Like, the leopard frog was always, like, my number one that I had the hardest to catch. Like, it would slip. It was the slipperiest and shit, so I'd always go for that one. Finally caught one. Sidebar, finally caught one. But, so one day, I'm, like...
Aquarius
like,
Iverson. I'm sorry.
It's, like, nighttime, and... They're all the babies are, like, by the light, by the garage, where, like, they're fucking, you know, born or whatever. They just got out the water, and they fucking are by the garage, by this light. And I'm, like, a little kid. I'm, like, 6 years old. And
this
fucking
is so bad.
Me being an interested kid, I don't remember how the first
this
one happened.
This isn't interesting.
But
you
I'm, like,
one?
I'm, like, picking them up. Little babies, bro, like, as big as your fingers. And I
just lamered it, bro.
And I just and I just fucking like you squished the first one. Dude, squished one, and I'm like, damn, what came out of its mouth right there? That's weird. Picked up another one and just did that for like 10 of them, bro. Like
six to ten
of them. I would just pick them up, squish them, be like, damn, what the fuck is coming out of their mouth? Like, stuff comes out when you squish them.
You made their insides and outsides.
Yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer activity.
And I'm just like, damn, this is crazy. And it was a science experiment I was doing as a 6-year old.
No way.
And mid,
like, I won't take that excuse.
Mid squishing,
shut up, mom.
Mid squishing, the boyfriend, my Uncle Pat, comes out and he's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, well, look at this. Like, look at what happens when you squish him. And he's like, stop that. Stop that. What the fuck? Like, yelled at me and shit. I don't even remember what he was saying. I didn't care.
He walked up to you, a pile of dead frogs.
You didn't care because you were one-track mind on killing
fucking
frogs.
No, it's because I was autistically fixated on, like, how interesting this was. And I was six, and I was a genius as a boy.
You get a pass for being six.
Exactly. Not, yeah. Yeah. I was really, it was because I was so young.
No,
I didn't even think about
it. Serial killers love to tell,
no, we were
tell
nine
themselves that they were geniuses.
Like, I didn't know this was life.
We were nine, and this kid thought, like, I'm going to scientifically, like.
Yeah. No, I would, like, didn't. Like, no, I did not understand the concept of life at this time yet. But it was crazy, and fucking, he was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was just like, what do you mean? This is cool. And he just, like, got me away
from
it.
That is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That is insanity.
And then just to continue with frog stories, as we got older, Barnwell would, he was the one that would, like, fuck shit up. And he would, like, throw frogs up and just fucking bang them with a bat.
Send them to the
into the woods, yeah.
That's horrible.
Just blast them into the woods. We catch them on the creek. We literally used to catch, like, 1,000 frogs. So we had so many at one point. His dad cooked frog legs, like, that we caught from the creek.
That's gotta be E. coli.
It was fine. Dude. Well, back in the day, we were still good. This was like 20 years ago now.
Speaking of E. coli, 15. Did you see what they just found in Lake St. Clair at Anchor Bay?
That's right. Oh, the boy?
The boy.
What? How did that go from E. coli to, you know what they found?
A dead kid?
Well, Lake St. Clair is constantly closed with E. coli.
That's not why he died, though. He was on a jet ski at night.
No, but he was in Lake St. Clair.
Okay.
Did he fall off and get rivered?
No, they found him right where his jet ski turned over.
Yeah, he just got.
He was stuck on the jet ski?
No life jacket at night. Flipped it over, probably knocked
out. And couldn't get back onto it?
Well, there are two people, they both flipped him. So I assume the one kid got found, so I assumed he got knocked out and woke up pretty quickly and then just probably got tired and floated. Because they found him and, like, stabilized him at this point. But, like, I assume the other guy got knocked out too, but worse, and then just fucking floated to the bottom.
I'm so confused at how that actually happens. Like, unless...
it's pretty easy to flip a jet ski.
The only thing I would
think... You don't know how to ride.
Yeah, it is, but I'm thinking, like, wouldn't they swim back to the jet ski and just hold themselves on top of it and just be like, fuck, I hope somebody finds
it?
Listen, this is what I'm saying. Maybe they couldn't see it and, like, just, like... tried to tread water until they couldn't.
Because they searched 88 square miles for him, for the kid at night, and found him, like, barely. Like, they were about, like, they found him, and then 40 minutes later called off the search.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, after you find him, you call off the search, right?
Well, they searched 80, they were going to call it off regardless at that time, I think they said.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking nuts.
That's horrible.
You mean 40 minutes before they called off the search,
right,
they found him.
Right, yeah.
But watch out for that E. coli.
Yeah,
well,
that dead person.
Lake St. Clair
is
the fucking tie-in. All right, that's a sports center. Fucking
my mom.
Right
we
there.
Do it.
My
to
mom.
Ourselves.
My mom works with somebody whose like son just like
that sucks.
A couple years ago, like just drowned because all he did was like jump off a pontoon boat in the river by Marine City,
right?
And then the current fucking took him all the way to Algonac, mm-hmm. and like he was dead. Obviously, by the time he got there,
right.
Crazy.
That's a rip tab, baby.
Yeah.
I
didn't even know we had currents like that in the fucking river.
Nah, we do. We have a very fast, I think it's Sturgeon River or fucking Indian River. One of them. Something like that is like the fastest moving body of water in Michigan. And that fucker cooks. I went on there
in
tubes. No, it's in like mid-state somewhere.
I went whitewater rafting, so I had to have fucking came across it. Or like kayaking.
Whitewater rafting here?
Kayaking here.
Okay.
I went whitewater rafting in West Virginia.
I went.
That's
it. I worked with a dude 2 years ago who was on a boat and then like they were at a part where like they knew it was deep enough, and then I think their boat drifted, and then when he jumped, it wasn't deep enough, and fucking shattered vertebrae, and like was paralyzed for a second, and thank God can walk again, but like.
The
boat fucked. Dang. You know what's weird? The now that I'm thinking
drifted.
About it,
the boat drifted and you're fucked.
Complete.
Like, imagine.
Complete
that.
Change of subject, but like back to like the whitewater rafting, is that I literally can't even remember the actual whitewater rafting experience. But
just
I
before
remember
and after.
I remember the camping before. I remember getting to the beach, and I remember like going home
getting off
on the
that
bus.
That was awesome.
Yeah. But I don't remember the actual like
because you were
trip.
You got traumatized.
I was probably tripping. No, it was fun. I remember it was not hard or anything like that. Like it was straight.
You gotta meditate on that and try and remember that experience.
The girl who made me the tacos, she went whitewater rafting.
You like
during
how
the summer.
Put that in there? That girl that made me these tacos.
Yeah, right.
That we were talking about. It's his coworker.
But so yeah, right. Okay. Don't get any ideas.
No. She made some for the whole squad.
Yeah. We were already talking about it.
She threw it back for the whole squad.
But
you know what I think
she
is
went in Tennessee. In
you
the
know what I think it's why though. Before you say that, real quick, dumb. I think it's because I lost my phone, like the phone that I had during that time.
During it,
yeah, and like I feel like ever since I lost that phone, I don't remember
you lost the memory.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember going on the trip with Angelo. That's on that phone.
That's
like,
your Inception thing.
Yeah,
yeah, like that's how I know this is real life.
Our generation is.
I think
fixated on phones that bad.
I've
I
also
think mine
realized
was my navy blue jewel.
I've realized that my phone is basically all the memory in my head. Like, there's nothing I remember that isn't
on the phone.
You need
to upgrade your iCloud storage.
Yeah,
brother.
Like I need
that's
to pay
crazy.
99 cents, bro.
You're running low.
You might need to talk to more people because I thought I had a shit memory, and then the more I just talk about things, the more like I
yeah it'll
can
come
pull
back.
Up stories.
Yeah, sure, but I'm just saying like
go outside, brother.
Daily, like on
go
the
outside.
Daily, everything that I need to know. Is on that phone.
Oh,
like,
no,
that's my
thousand,
whole brain.
1,000%.
If I can't pull it up on the phone, then I can't pull it up.
But what have
it's
you,
such a
but what have you
live.
Lived? That is horrible. What have
yeah,
you lived?
Hmm?
What have you lived?
What do you mean?
That's why I wish I would
what
have been born
lived?
In the late 1800s or early 1900s.
I'm not saying that.
That
I
is
like
the perfect
time,
to be alive.
I'm just saying, I think you guys are taking this too seriously of what
you're
I'm
saying.
Saying
about knowledge?
I'm just saying that, like,
saying
no,
memories.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like, ever since you get the phone, every thought you have goes into it. Every like pick, like,
yeah, I know it's
shit.
Just sick.
So you're just like, I don't really remember some shit unless it's in like a address. I don't remember a phone number. I won't remember somebody's Twitter account. My passwords. I won't remember unless it's in the phone. Like,
see,
like
give
the
you,
phone is the
I'll
important
you,
part of your brain that you just like forget about.
I'll give you addresses, phone numbers, and then passwords.
Dude, even
everything
that,
else I can pretty much.
I can give you my address. And
even
my
that,
phone number.
I do stuff like that regularly. Like I have to look at addresses, phone numbers, addresses. And like all these long drives I take. Everyone falls asleep, so I get fixated on like numbers and everything. So I'll sit there in the truck and I'll go through everything. I'll be like, all right, the address is blah, 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 blah.
See, that's your work.
I have to call,
with
blah,
my
blah,
work
blah,
shit,
blah.
Too, I am, like, autistically remembering.
Music's going,
shit.
And I'm not even paying attention to it. I'm
right.
just really,
yeah,
I'm
just,
looking at the time, like, calculating
beat.
How what time I'd
also,
be there if I made
that
a stop.
That actually brings up another good point, like, of what I'm saying is, like, when you're on the clock, that's when you need to be remembering that shit.
Yeah.
But if there's something important that you need to remember, like, later on for work, you're going to write it in your phone.
Yeah.
And then you're going to forget about it completely until it comes up that point.
Oh, I don't
think and then you're like, all right, I do have that. Let me remember what it is by looking it up.
Right.
Instead of actually remembering.
I stop thinking about work immediately after I'm off the clock.
Yeah, me too.
I don't.
That's my point.
I don't write anything in my phone about work.
I had to. Like, when you're selling shit, you have to.
I get off at 3:30, and I'm just trying to find out how fast I can get home and beat my meat.
Sure.
That is my thought.
What's the quickest way to get home to beat my meat?
Yeah, as soon as you clock out, work, gone.
Right.
I literally have no thoughts about the day at work besides, like, the funny shit that happened.
I forget completely once I leave. I literally forget.
I remember, literally, the funny shit that happens leaves me by the time I get here.
Yeah,
it's
I literally forget even
drive.
The funny stuff. Like, once I walk through the door, I'm like, finally, I'm home. I'm going to go lay down. I don't care.
What's crazy is I do remember it as soon as I walk back in the doors, though. Like, as soon as I'm back at my seat, I do remember what happened yesterday. Like, the funny...
Oh, yeah.
At least the funny shit that
the work
yesterday.
Mind kicks back
exactly.
in.
Exactly. No, right. But
the left side of the brain.
No, that's right. Literally, like, a psychological thing where, no, like... What you... Memories come up because of your
but
surroundings.
But, like, goddamn, I could be...
Smell, colors.
I could just be remembering so much more shit than just suppressing my work day.
Inches.
If I didn't have to suppress my work day, I'd probably...
Some people work in the metric system.
I'd probably be Bill Gates
centimeters.
By now.
All right, I had a question, though. It's been hot on my mind.
Yeah, what's a big dick in England? It's not
about,
6 centimeters.
About 4 to 5.
3.5. 45 centimeters?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
3.5.
Centimeters?
No, that's like 6 yards.
And I say 45 because I got short dicks.
No, 3.5 is...
I'm saying three and a half centimeters.
What? The ants are bigger than those. You're just disrespecting them now.
Yeah I get what you're saying.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I tried to give them a little hope.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I was going for is, like, you know, 6 is decent
up
in America.
Up the fucking rah.
But if you say, like, you got
fuck
a 6 or in England, they're like, you got nothing? You have a
fuck
micro?
This you is know a, micro?
This yeah. is an IRA podcast. We hate England. We hate the crown.
Yeah, I don't agree with the crown 100%.
I mean, we are an IRA podcast.
We
for
were
sure.
slaves too.
Okay, take two steps back.
The Irish were literally
the Irish
slaves.
Were slaves.
They were literally slaves.
Oh, and yeah. Romanians don't disrespect my culture.
Why are we claiming this? You guys do not. Care
I'm
about
Irish,
being Irish
and Romanian.
All right, you might.
I'm 50%
care.
Irish.
I don't. I've yeah, never heard.
I'm half Irish.
Otherwise.
I'm half Irish.
But the thing
Polish.
Is, I could see Snake going to Ireland way before you would.
Yeah, my beard
my
is
beard
red.
Get back to the Ritz. Oh my God. Why are we, my beard is red.
Shut up, you Lebanese fuck.
I'm not
I'm
even
a
Lebanese.
Leprechaun.
That's just racism. That's fucking.
I was close.
You
enough.
Lesbian racism. Fuck?
Yeah. Hey, we did 9/11, so, I mean, what do
you
guys
dirty
have to
Yemen?
Show for it?
You're Saudi?
No.
No, he's a Yemen.
Oh my God.
Well, the Saudis did not.
Oh, I wasn't claiming him. I wasn't saying all that. I'm just saying
he's
the Middle, East.
Middle Eastern. You're saying,
yeah,
he's Hamas.
No.
What's
you're
the
not free
one?
Palestine?
I'm
what's
free
the
Palestine,
Israel one?
Free Palestine tells us backwards.
Who's the
like
Israel
the Yemenis
team?
Are Hamas.
Who's what? The what?
Who's the Israel team? Hamas is Palestine. Who's on Israel?
IDF.
America.
America.
Zing. Joe Biden.
The Israelites.
Yeah. You're an Israelite.
I mean, it's Mossad, IDF, IOF.
IDF, isn't that what you put in, like, bitches' pussies so they don't have kids?
That's IVF.
No, that's in vitro something.
In Israel,
I forget what it's called.
I think it's IBF?
No.
IBF?
It's IDF, Israel Defense.
I'm about to call one of the girls.
Oh, you're
talking
about
here.
The thing you put in a vagina.
Like IUD.
IUD.
Yes.
Wait,
y'all don't get no bitch.
I thought IUD was the thing that they put under the rose.
It's IED.
I'm not afraid of the opportunity to have a child.
I didn't get to get it out, but at least you knew what I was talking about.
No rubbers, and I hope she might have a child.
Hey,
spread my seed.
No rubbers since I started. No children.
That's a walking infestation.
All IEDs.
No.
IEDs.
Hey, I got a clean bill of health. No children.
That's fair.
You're gay.
Raw since I started.
Damn. Anyway, back to what I was about to ask.
Back to the future.
Dan Schneider. Hold up.
Oh, yeah. Feet okay. Schneider. Right?
Hold up.
You know what's crazy is everybody knew about this.
Everybody knew.
6 years ago,
everybody
at
knew.
At
dirt
least.
Minimum,
at least.
The very minimum.
You could say 10. Yeah.
Britney Spears shaved her head because of it.
Jamie Lynn.
She's pregnant. Found out because it's Dan Schneider's baby. Yeah.
It's not Dan Schneider's baby. She
but
had a boyfriend at the time, but I know the conspiracy.
But
yeah.
She got raped by Dan Schneider. Dan Schneider's rape baby.
That's what they say. Yeah.
Britney
that's the conspiracy.
Britney shaved her head because she couldn't speak out about it. Had a mental breakdown.
No, that's because she was fucking doing her own bullshit.
But what?
Jamie Lynn had a boyfriend, though.
This is
perhaps
controversial,
right?
But I'm saying Dan Schneider's a fucking
he's
the
clean?
Worst kind of human. No, he's the worst kind of
that'd
human.
That'd be controversial.
But
that's
no,
what I'm saying. That's an unpopular opinion.
No.
Controversial is
listen,
he's a
fight
good
for
guy.
Dan Schneider for you, just for one time to be unbiased. You got to fight for Dan Schneider before
needs,
you fight against. Go.
I think he needs somebody on his side.
Fight
I
mean, for Dan Schneider before
I'm
you
not
fight against.
Fight
go.
For Dan Schneider. I'll fight for Nickelodeon.
Hypothetically,
okay.
No, Dan Schneider. All right.
I'll hear this out. No, I'll hear this out.
What would if you were Dan Schneider's lawyer?
No.
What would you do?
Wait.
Well,
because Nickelodeon is just as responsible as Dan Schneider.
Nickelodeon's a different thing. fucking.
It's not really.
What would you do? What would you say if Dan Schneider was your client and you were defending him? Go.
I want to finish this question first.
Be honest. You did that shit.
You're a horrible fucking defender.
I have to know my client.
This is my lawyer.
I'm getting 50.
But we're protected. We're already protected by the law. I can't snitch on him.
No, what would you say to the judge?
What would I say to the judge?
Well, okay, this is a misunderstanding.
You said the Dan Schneider first.
If you're defending Dan Schneider as his lawyer.
Defendant. Yeah. What do you say to the jury?
To say, like, no, he did not touch those kids.
As your defense.
There's no defense for that. You have to bring up something.
It's like
you have to.
Michael Jackson survived.
Yeah, you have to plead insanity or something. Or that he has a disease.
You have to plead no childhood.
Guilty with explanation of a disease.
They still get found guilty.
But anyway, would you take maybe not the penetration abuse?
Restart from the beginning.
Yeah, it's
so Dan Schneider.
I would let him fuck with my feet for millions. Yeah.
So take would you?
Yeah, 100%.
You would.
Yeah.
So take the
and
penetration.
My kids. Like no that's the biggest
no penetration. But you just gotta show your feet on cam.
Right. Well, he gets to play with them.
He draws a weird shit to you. Fucking touches on your feet.
Hey, like it's never explicit. But there's obvious, he has a thing.
Obviously innuendos.
It's just Tarantino shit.
I would just do Tarantino.
Tarantino
does it with adult women.
He does it more artfully. He does it more artfully. That's the difference.
He did do it with a sitcom.
He did
do it with like a 16-year-old once, which is fucking nuts.
Dan Schneider did adults, I'm sure.
So.
Had adult show fees.
Oh my, nothing. Yeah, right.
Okay, look up,
I guarantee there's an old lady.
Nowhere in the aspect of this situation can anybody do this artfully.
No.
That's all sick.
No. I know, but that's why I'm saying that Tarantino, they accept that because it's more like part of the story.
So,
I mean,
I don't know what. So I know all the shit obviously he did on Nickelodeon with defeat. So what happened behind
defeat?
The scenes with defeat?
I'd call it victory.
Dude, I don't even want to know. I didn't watch it because
neither did I.
I couldn't.
That's why I didn't watch.
No, I couldn't.
I know he guilty of that shit.
Me too. My mom bitched at me enough about it. And I've been known about it.
I don't gotta even think about it. He's guilty.
But I'm sorry. Go on.
I couldn't bear to fucking actually like think of that, because these are cartoons we watched, these are shows we watched, this is like
not cartoons, but yeah,
whatever, you know what the fuck I'm saying. It's
real. We're talking about real people's lives right now.
Okay,
not just characters on a fucking TV.
Courage the Cowardly Dog was played by a person.
Why wouldn't you fucking think of the real person?
Courage the Cowardly Dog was played by a person.
Oh, that was in charge. Dan Schneider was in charge of Courage the Cowardly Dog.
No, that was Cartoon Network. I'm just saying.
You're asking me.
There's still people behind the mask. I say Courage the Cowardly Dog because he never really says anything.
I got to do the shit on the screen, and I got to let him like fondle my feet, basically.
Yeah,
I'd let him get in the webbing.
Offset,
like on and offset.
He can fucking stroke my webbing.
Offset.
That is crazy. I don't think I could do it.
My feet are ticklish, so no. I know.
You see a $5 million check.
Oh.
And you go, okay.
If you
think those kids were making $5 million, you're lost your mind.
Yeah, you're nuts.
Look up how much fucking Ariana Grande made on her time at Nickelodeon.
Not back then.
From Nickelodeon, 2012. She couldn't have made more than $250,000 a year.
Let's look up how much
Ariana Grande made. She made $2 million from Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I'm saying a $5 million check, like, not every time you're on the fucking show you get $5 million, but
yeah,
like, that's what you got paid for all your bullshit.
No,
that
but that's what I'm taking as a career.
They don't pay you as much.
How long do I got to do it for? Is my I guess follow up.
Yeah, there you go.
The whole show, the entirety of the show, as long as you want to be famous, you have to deal with that. Pick your own show. Doobie and the Goons. I don't really care.
No, but like iCarly, I think ran for like 12 seasons. Drake and Josh ran for like 10.
Okay, so
like,
you were a 10 seasoner.
So for 10
from
years,
from the age of 8 to 18.
Ariana Grande made $10,000 every episode.
And that ran for 12 10 8 years.
From the time she was 16.
So how many episodes do you think she's doing in a year?
16 at least.
At least 16.
So that's
okay.
160K.
A year, at least.
What did I?
And she was a side character.
She also had like brand.
And she was a side character.
Hold up.
And she got paid $3,000 every time she made a song.
Do you see what I'm saying? Though I said from Nickelodeon, she didn't make more than $250,000 a year. As an actor,
you
are
you're still not making as much money
as you think.
No, so you're not. Over the, you make it over off the brand deals. And
over the course of 10 years, she made a little over $2 million.
I'm saying she made more than your average working actor.
100%.
That's all that matters. Snake really.
Dude, once, no, not average working actor.
It's scale.
Once,
yes?
No.
So yes. Don't even no, 160 times 10 is 1.6 mil.
Huh?
160 times 10, 1.6 mil. So she got paid $10,000 an episode for 10 years. She made 1.6 mil off of Nickelodeon.
Does that math add up? I'm not doing it in my head.
160 a year, add another zero.
No, it's,
what is that?
It's a little over 100K, right?
100K a year.
Oh,
160.
No, I know it's changed.
160
over 10
times
years?
10.
Yes,
that's
yes.
1.6 mil
yes.
over the total.
Yeah, okay. Sure. It's in that ballpark.
And that's all just a like rounded, you know.
But so you have Ariana,
don't act
you
like
have
you
Ariana
think.
Grande's nickel. So 2 million. I would say
we'll round up to two.
$2 million for 10 years ago.
That's pretty good.
No, it is sick, but it's not.
Tell
me you didn't think they were making way more money. And
yeah, but they were
yourself.
Making more money.
Yeah, but off other
now
that,
they
off
make
other deals.
Bro,
but for them to have a casual, it's like having a grown up engineer job at fucking. You know what I'm saying?
It's essentially
you
10K
just have to
a
equate
month.
It to that. They're living in California.
But
so,
then that also catapulted her into being what she is
right.
now.
And that's what that
which
is.
Which is hundreds of millions.
But you have to take that regular paying job. At
you
got to
get your feet played with by Dan Snyder when you're 16
but can
a
you
little
make,
bit.
Can you
if
make
you want to make 20
at 8
mil.
Years old. You said from 8 to 18.
Yeah, no, but you
I can't make
saying?
That decision at
no,
8.
No, you can't. And it's great money. Don't get me wrong. But you have to imagine they are living in California. We live in Michigan. The cost of living is
it's
way
more.
Different over there.
I'll give you that.
So if they're making a 120, and even if they are 18,
but she
probably gets a Nickelodeon
but she could, but she discount. But she could rent an apartment for like 6 months, and then like you know rent hotels for the last
right.
two.
It's
and
not like her
well
parents
off.
Were
and
broke
then,
either.
And then
right,
still,
she's well
and
off
still
and
make
half. Like I said, she's still getting those side deals. All that's still going on, but
she's doing good.
As far as people think. Like people make for shows like that.
Yeah, I'm not saying
it's so unrealistic.
But she makes she made $1 million.
It's still a job for them.
She became a millionaire.
I mean, kid actors
it.
Get paid nothing compared to like the
that
Sopranos.
Too.
The
yeah,
Sopranos
she was
guys.
Getting paid
100%.
Less.
I got guaranteed she's getting paid what $10,000.
Well, that's
episode?
Also on HBO
but,
versus
but,
Nickelodeon.
I mean, right. You're right, but still like an adult actor.
No,
adult
yeah,
network.
She's definitely making less.
But those are also seasons that don't last long. They don't do too many episodes.
They
but,
do a
but
good
they
amount.
They but they're typically
10 episodes.
But more than 10 episodes. More than 10.
No,
that's
they,
an average,
no, they do do 10
that's
episodes,
an average show.
But they're a half hour longer.
I'm going to look
right.
up how many
that's
episodes
true.
In
half
Victoria
hour longer.
Season 1. Victoria Season 1.
But there they're, no, like 30, they're just, no they do 10, they do 10 episodes, no, I'm sorry, HBO does 10 episodes, Nick does 16 to 20 type shit, because HBO is an hour long.
19, where, Season 1, 19
yeah,
episodes,
they're
exactly, half, everyone is like 20
well, like
fucking
Sopranos,
episodes.
How many? Sopranos doesn't
I mean,
count, dude.
It's
well,
like it's
HBO's
like eight
is Dexter. Do
yeah,
like
HBO
Dexter.
Is different. Even Dexter is different because that's on fucking.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying?
Whatever.
But they're hour long
so
episodes.
Yeah.
Dude, 10K.
You get more. You get
so,
more in.
Okay, but out? We yeah. also lowballed the fuck out of it. Like she's making 200K a year.
Dude,
a season. A season.
Dude, that's a pretty
200K
good,
a season.
That's. But I mean, like, I'm pretty
and
sure.
How long did that
I'm pretty
go
sure
for?
I sit
four seasons. She made 400K over the course of Victorious. And then got Sam and Cat, probably got a 15K an episode, and
actually,
she was the main one.
I'm sorry. I wash my hands
bro, they make,
at the same.
She's making crazy bank. So 5 million, basically this was all to say 5 million was close enough.
No, it wasn't.
At the end of it,
because no one's just
million.
Handing you 5 million. That
at
took,
the,
that took
I'm just,
years
I'm
to
just,
make.
Theoretically, you fucking idiot.
Yeah,
at
no.
the end of it, you get 5 million.
I wash my hands at the
once
same
it's all
sink
over.
As a guy who makes 200 grand right now.
Hmm?
I wash my hands at the same sink as a guy who's making 200 grand a year right now. That doesn't make a difference to me.
You should watch the Frito-Lay movie.
That was a completely different
You should watch
but
the
like,
Frito-Lay movie about hot
years
Cheetos.
Old, that would make a difference.
Yeah, you but would like, be shitting on people. If you can buy all the hot Cheetos you want.
I don't know.
You could fucking.
5 million.
What?
I think
you'd
five,
be running high school.
Finish that thought for me.
You'd I think be running
five
high
million,
school.
I think 5 million is a different conversation. Than 2 million.
Yes, five mil is a home is like
2 and 5 is pretty close.
5 mil
is pretty close, but
like
not
for a
that.
For a
it's
B
more like
grade
2 and 10 million.
5 mil for like not like a B grade, but like not a star of a movie. That's like what they would get paid. You know,
so,
at a high end movie.
So, Zach.
That's what that
like
is.
Blockbusters.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, like, movies make money. That's so different.
And that was over, like, her career at a TV show. So
right, but it took years to do the show when you could have did a movie in a year.
Well, you had to build your repertoire.
Yeah, for sure, 100%. Yeah.
So, I got a question.
She don't even act no more. That's another thing.
No, she's saying.
I got a switch gear topic. Both of you. You guys are working in a factory, right?
My dream job.
Right, but you... It's you and this one guy just
such
work,
a tough hypothetical to imagine.
Just work a machine every day. It's like, all right, you'll work it this day, I'll offload this day, and you switch every day type shit, right? Boys, all that. They're like...
Boys.
Of course, the boys.
No,
the boy, we're all boys.
No women around, just boys.
Just all the fellas.
We're all boys in the shop, but this is your best of boys.
Okay.
My favorite boy.
My best boys.
Your sweet boy.
I like it.
Your supervisor comes around and says, hey.
You suck him off for $5 million?
No, it's I'm going to give you a raise. But it's only at the cost of his job.
But I'm talking about your boner.
Well, I'll suck you
off. At the cost of his job?
I'll suck you off with the raise. Cost of his job, but...
Okay, I get what you're saying, though, for real.
No.
So, cost of his job...
No, I had way more to go.
So, he's going to get fired, you get a raise, and you get more responsibilities?
I was just getting started.
I'm just... All right, I'm catching up.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yes. But then, he's like, if you don't want it, no worries. Same as usual.
But we're still going to fire him.
No, same as usual. Day to day, if you don't want it. Why would you not change day to day, you know? You're living comfortably. All of a sudden,
Falls out at work, dies.
They come to you one day and said, hey, we got to get these Chinese in here. We're keeping you. We're firing your boy for the Chinese. If you could go back in time.
And just fire him for nothing and take more responsibility?
Not even more responsibility, just higher pay. Like, you don't even have to do that job anymore. That's out of your mind.
I don't know the answer to that, but you know what I will say is what the reality of that situation would
be. I'm asking, would you take away a job from the Chinese?
Yeah, right. Okay. Yes. You know what the reality of the situation would be? Is that they would offer you that. You'd be like, no, I want him to keep his job. And then they would fire him anyway. You would get his responsibilities anyway. And then you wouldn't get the pay raise. And then...
Yeah, but that's less funny.
And then, it's not over yet... And then, a year later,
they would replace
you would get
Chinese
fired
guy.
And get replaced by the Chinese guys. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But it's fire.
Tough
it's
world we live
to
in.
Know
yeah,
America. Doobie's a communist.
America.
I just think it's funny.
He is a communist.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between social and commu.
Are you like North Korea or like China?
China.
I took you for
is
a
there
North
a difference?
Korea.
Yeah, there's a strict difference.
Yeah, they're two.
One's a dictatorship.
I guess
it's
more
like, really
like I guess more like the Soviet Union, but not corrupt at the top.
I wish I knew. I don't dabble in those dark arts.
You would be a red flagger.
I got it in my. I literally had the Communist Manifesto in my glove box.
Hey, communism
what
makes a lot of
mean?
Sense until you think about it.
I am about to get the beat put on you. Someone that's every day on the job is gonna have to follow Doobie around as a police
I'll
officer.
Start carrying it openly then.
Oh my god!
I want him to know.
You are a threat.
Put it on. Hey, we got to put something on his forehead, like
hammer
a red
sickle.
We got to like the red A.
No, like
in
Glorious Bastards, we have to put something on you can't take off.
We have to. Yeah, we got to cut a Nazi symbol into his forehead.
Yeah,
we got one job.
Here comes the dog.
Oh, kill the dog, bro.
She's always
special
a
guest.
She always
hey,
wants to be on
puppy.
The podcast.
Look, breathe into the mic.
There it is.
Breathe into the mic.
Good girl.
Oh, and she's like, oh, they spit.
That's a good. That's gonna be a good one.
They spitting that shit,
and that's going off for the rest of the time. She licks her ass every day. I'm not doing that.
I seen boogers on her face before she even got there.
You think she's about to come down here and shit though?
No, she.
Nah,
doesn't.
She be chilling.
Just
I swear, she comes down
spot.
Here and chills.
She literally just hangs out.
Good girl, Angel. Yeah, that's right there. Take
shitting.
A little seat
right over in front of the stairs. She likes.
She
likes fucking
up.
Around in the laundry room.
Oh, dude. I had this question written down, too. Since we're on the topic of politics, I was thinking about this earlier.
Trump
just
or
randomly
Biden?
Driving. No. I was thinking about this randomly driving. What's your favorite fucking president and why? Out of all of them.
Bush.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
He was hilarious.
That's it? Yeah. I mean, he was a comical character, but
nailed 9/11, carried us through 9/11.
Good one.
And he was just the president when we were kids, so it seemed like a big deal. And he was way cooler than like Trump is hilarious too, but at least Bush was like professionally hilarious, where Trump is crazy, breaking all the rules.
That's fair.
Now watch this drive.
Bush is. Sorry,
I mean Bill Clinton actually also.
No, that you stole my answer.
I knew it.
You stole my answer.
Fucking
with that
suck
one.
My dick,
dude. He had the economy booming.
You can pick JFK still.
I do like JFK, but Bill Clinton is.
He got crazy head.
Bill Clinton is funnier.
Bill Clinton's so funny.
Booming economy.
Democratic Trump.
Middle East relations on fucking 1,000. We're so cool with the Middle Easterns. We might as well be Muslims in America. Then he gets his fucking. Not only does he get his dick sucked
off,
he fucking says, "I did not have sexual relations."
Made an all-time quote.
Just the best.
Every president has at least one all-time quote.
He started
for Biden.
JFK's is fucking. Don't worry about what our country.
Do not
can do
ask
for
what
you.
Your country
worry
can
about
do
what
for you.
Can do for
ask
your country.
What you can do you for your country.
And then fucking like, Bill Clinton's is. I did not have sexual relations. George Bush's is now watch this drive. Obama's.
Well, George Bush's is. Technically, we do not negotiate with terrorists.
That's another good one. Yeah,
my wife's not a man.
Yeah, Obama has one. I can't think. Trump has a million. Biden.
No, it's a. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States has put a permanent end.
Yeah, yeah, Osama bin Laden. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what it is.
Compromise to a permanent.
We have compromised to a permanent end. Yeah. That's Obama's.
No, I'll tell you what Biden's is.
Maybe the most perfectly strung together words ever.
It was the one time he was talking about war. The one time Biden was talking about war and how he was about to do something about it. I forget what he said, but it was hard. It was tough.
Good thing you remembered what he said. I don't know.
It was so hard.
It's not Biden, but it's fucking. I know what you're thinking of.
The U.S. general.
No.
You go
I
to
know
war,
the U.S. general.
You don't want war with the American
if
army.
If you go to war with America.
Yeah, no. I
your
know the U.S. general
top
one.
Fathers.
There's another one, though, that fucking Biden did.
Mm.
But my favorite president.
Trump's is grabber by the pussy, probably.
No, my Trump favorite president.
I mean, he has a million.
Is,
wrong.
George fucking Washington, dude.
China.
When you think about George Washington.
Goat.
Dude.
You know he had slave
vigilante.
Teeth?
Vigilante. He had donkey teeth.
He had teeth from his slaves.
He had some of everybody's teeth. He didn't care, I swear.
Top were donkey. Bottom were slave.
Yes, dude, he put whatever in his mouth.
Bro.
He just needed to chew.
Did he?
No, did he?
No, did he?
But, no, dude, just think about it. Fucking vigilante.
Bro just needed to chew something.
Didn't know what was going to come of this. He just took on this honor. I'll be president.
Do you think watermelon and chicken?
You know, you never know what it's really going to equate to when you're the first. So you're like, maybe this could fall off.
Yeah, he didn't want to be.
Exactly.
He only took it because he didn't have somewhere to live or something like that.
No, they drug him out of his house, his plantation in Virginia. And like, you're gonna be president.
Yeah, but there was a reason, like, why he fully agreed.
Nobody else would do it.
It was because, like,
literally, America voted. Nobody, like, all of America chose that he should lead it.
Yeah, but, like, also, he took it because, like, it was either he was broke or he didn't have a house or something like that.
And he was broke.
And then he was the one that was like, we need a White House then. Because he didn't have somewhere to live.
I think he was broke. I think you're right on that.
Something
like that.
Because
he had a plantation in Virginia.
Because, like, he didn't want to do it.
Right.
But
what an amazing person.
Do you think that after he got the slave teeth put in that like he started eating grits and fried chicken and like watermelon started tasting better?
We are not going to go there.
He just started using
You think he just started tasting better though?
He just started talking in Ebonics.
And he's like, "Yo man, what up, dog?"
Nah, he just started talking like a fucking Eddie Murphy.
And this is where we go into commercial.
Do you ever
feel like staying alive for another day?
Staying alive.
BetterHelp.com. Put in promo code.
Make sure you don't want to stay alive.
Put in promo code stay another day.
Put in promo code I have a tiny dick.
BetterHelp will make you want to kill yourself more.
Hey, if we ever get promo codes, they're all going to be I have a small dick.
Yeah, you'll never get promo codes.
No. We can't do that.
IHASD.
That just sounds like self-reflection.
No, it's got to be small snake.
My fans, we have to be on the same page.
It can work. We got
to
do
small. I have to be relatable somehow, Zach.
Small snake. Small snake. That works. That's culture. That's corporately palatable for a promo code. And people will get the innuendo.
Small, slippery.
It's got to be two words at the very most. And small snake is very long for a promo code.
I can't wait to never have a promo code.
We're never
going to
have
all this time.
We suck.
Yeah,
so you guys can't do promos.
All right, me and Zach. I'm still thinking of like promo code options. And I want it to be like one word, preferably.
One word promo code.
Top 10 characters. Like 10.
Oh, like 10 characters total?
No, what's your top 10 movie characters of all time?
Oh my god.
Dude. I'm being sarcastic. Don't answer. I don't care.
How the fuck can you even ask that question?
I don't even care, to be honest.
I wasn't going to give you an answer.
I don't want one.
That's a fucking dumb question.
This is a dumb fucking moment.
Yeah, for sure. For fucking special ed.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about your fucking promo codes you want to make.
Yeah, what was
loser.
Yours?
Mine?
You were about to say one.
Mine was stay alive another day.
No, you had another one.
Oh, the promo code.
10 characters.
10 characters? Damn, I can't think of a 10 character word. One word.
It treacherous. Just has to be under. Okay.
Treacherous. Promo code treacherous.
I think it should just be gay.
Okay. That's not what
gay with
do.
Two Y's.
I mean, if you went pro, you would have a lot of people on your side if you start, you know, really influencing the newbie gay.
See, you thought you'd get canceled, but we're really mainstream as fuck. Like, we're pro-gay. Pro all of it.
Okay.
Pro be who you want to be.
So gay son or thy daughter.
But these faggots, these faggots.
We're not
going to
do
Ray
that.
Ray J, shout out, come on.
Gay son or thy daughter. It's a classic question
gay
of
son.
Time.
Gay son.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, dude, so tough.
Can you imagine accidentally stumbling upon your daughter's porn video?
So hold on. What about this?
Not accident. Like completely accident, but she's on Pornhub.
What if? I got a question. What if your guys
I'd rather see my son get fucked in the ass on Pornhub than fucking
that
say
my gay son
crazy.
Over thought.
Is that not fair?
So you choose gay son?
Yeah, I chose gay son.
You chose. I think I might choose.
That's the right
hit.
I think
grandfather.
I choose gay son too.
Hit a gay grandfather.
It's in his
gay
blood.
Guys are cooler than fucking whore slut bitches.
I think I
is that
honestly,
fair?
But they change. The gays never seem to change.
Since the birth,
the gays
of,
have great sense of
the
fucking
thought, the thoughts
of
only
style.
Get, the thoughts only get slutty.
I don't know. Usually they hit it. They hit a
they
hard
hit a wall.
Rock in life.
No, but
they hit a
and
wall.
They're like, I can't be doing this.
It's
no
either
more.
Meth
three
or settle
kids.
Down.
No, it's like four kids later. No man around.
No, but with start every, doing meth or settle
I'm
down.
Talking, I'm not talking about the individual slut. I'm talking about. The next generation.
I'm talking about
the next
generic whore.
Every smart. Or every smart.
OnlyFans,
every
bitch.
Every generation, they get smart.
I'm talking about, would you rather have Amaranth or fucking, as a daughter, or fucking...
JoJo
a gay
Siwa's
son.
A
gay son.
I wanted him to name a gay porn star so bad.
I wouldn't be naming a gay porn star. It was
going
like to
you know,
be like a gay streamer.
You know gay porn stars?
That's why I want
yeah,
him
see,
to
I wouldn't.
One.
No.
I didn't know him because I
nah,
was hoping.
He, you had one in
I
mind.
Know.
No, I have no idea. I hope you were just naming a name and I was going to go, how do you know?
Bored Johnny
how
Sins.
How do you know gay porn stars? I was hoping you were just saying a name so I could say, how do you know gay porn stars?
Let me look up some gay porn real quick. Come back to this. I'll
yeah,
drop a gay porn
right,
star's name just
sure.
to put him on a little
let
bit.
Me, let me just do some research.
You know who has a real nice cock?
All right. So what if your superpower was just anytime you walk into any place, your first initial entrance?
You know how big everybody's dick is?
No.
That's the worst power. Why would you want to know that?
I thought it would be a tough question.
No matter what position you're dick in, it is always middle school straight up boner.
Wow.
That's
sounds
my
awful.
Superpower?
That's just, yeah, what?
But
mine's better.
But
If I can get a rock hard dick all the time, I'd fucking...
No,
you
no,
only
no, no.
have a rock hard dick next all the promo time?
The first,
okay.
Do you like Blue Chew?
Okay, so you only have a rock hard dick all the time?
You walk into a place.
Okay, but you only have a rock hard dick all the time, or you can always see how big everybody else's dick is.
Second one, always. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm secure with myself.
It's not like you have erectile dysfunction. You just see everybody else's dick. Like, it's like a heat signature through their pants.
Oh, the first one's not erectile dysfunction. It's just an
I'm not
going to
count this. I'm not
going to
count.
It's too much erectile function.
You're bricked.
It's erectile overfunction.
I'm not counting either one of these as a superpower. Those are both defections. Those are, like, flaws.
Sure, yeah.
Those are you didn't
mutant,
want those.
Mutated.
I don't know how they could help you save the world.
You're an X-Man.
Well, you won the, you won the shitty lottery.
Yeah,
the shitty genetic lottery. You're ugly as hell with a tiny dick, but you can. But it's always hard, or you can.
You
see
guys remember
all the
Sky High when they would tell the guys that they would have horrible powers and they meant nothing. They were just straight telling.
And then at the end, they all fucking figured out how to use their powers for the best possible
dudes
way.
Dudes could blow big bubbles or something.
Because kids rule.
You know what that. You just blow loads at that point. Just blow big bubbles.
Blow loads.
I was trying.
It's a high school, bro.
I was trying to get away from the gay.
They're jerking off.
High school these days is fucking all gay.
Wasn't he just going to high school though? Like he was a freshman.
Yeah, no. As soon as you show up, they classify your power as cool or gay.
All right, follow up.
Oh yeah, sidekick or main hero. Yeah, that was actually hilarious.
Another question. Mm-hmm.
Judge Boom.
Your first year you remember seriously jerking off.
Oh, I remember the first time I jerked off. I could tell you the exact story.
I was a fucking menace.
Oh, my God.
I was a fucking anywhere I could.
I feel like I talked about it
before
on this.
Probably, but just...
I was in my bed jerking off to girls that we went to school with and fucking busted and was like, whoa. Like, shot up.
Consciousness?
Yeah, well, like, the shit just shot out, and I'm like, yo, I've never seen that happen before. And then fucking cleaned up.
Same thing with the frogs.
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly.
He just kept doing it,
and I just kept doing it.
That's how I know it's a Jeffrey Dahmer fixation.
Just a pile of it's a pile of dead kids in his lap.
Yeah, luckily nothing landed on the laptop. That's what I was thankful of. I was like, damn, it's all in my hand. Cool.
Oh, you got out a laptop?
I had a laptop,
dude. I used to use a DS.
Oh, I was
that's
straight.
Dope.
They had internet,
I was straight
bro.
Off the iPod.
That's dope.
They had internet,
straight
bro. You
iPod
could get on
touch.
Pornhub.
Didn't
DS.
Have one.
If kids didn't know, use your DS, get on Pornhub.
All I had was a laptop and a dream.
Is Pornhub still canceled?
No.
They got rid of it. Oh, damn. You sound
no,
like a freaking flyer.
I haven't used Pornhub in a decade.
Texas banned porn.
No. For a minute, the whole Pornhub site went down. Like,
they might have went down, but it wasn't like...
No, banned. Like, they were like... There was something about it. They were like...
They got hacked or whatever. Or no, they were...
No,
they were saying
that they're about to get rid of it or
no,
something.
No, they were...
Damn, you sound like an activist. My bad. I didn't mean to hurt your homepage.
I'm not crazy.
What you're talking about, because... Pornhub didn't verify users who uploaded to the site,
so they literally had,
like, legitimate rape and, like, child porn on the site.
Oh, they just had to clear their shit.
Yeah, so
they took it down for a while.
That's horrible. Yeah. Which is fucking...
Clear the cash.
Which is insane. The biggest porn site in the world has literal, like, actual crimes being committed on it.
That's disgusting.
It's YouTube, but for dicks and balls. Yeah,
but, that's the first time you remember, but like, when you remember like a summer, you're just like, every day, like, I'm gonna jerk off to.
Oh my
as
God,
soon as
dude.
You wake up,
couldn't wait
eyes,
to get in there,
I'm
get to
going
it.
To, I just set an alarm
every day for
off.
A summer.
For what? When?
I was Bobby Lee's rapist. Abuser.
You were the fucking
every day for a summer.
You couldn't avoid it.
I jerked off on Bobby Lee.
Physically challenged one doing that thing.
Yeah, I was the mentally challenged,
the mentally
kid.
Deficient, just abusing his dick.
Yeah, every day for a summer.
That is fucking absurd.
I think I was eighth grade when I like
that'd be your best
gained
grad.
Consciousness of like I can just
Daddy.
Do this now.
Okay, now you sound like Meek Mill.
Oh
yeah, I think
I'm eating soggy fries by the pool.
No, did he?
I think I realized when I was in seventh grade, like, oh, I can...
I'm gay?
I can come, and I was like...
I can come.
I was still, like, scared to jerk off in the house, and then eighth grade...
Till you saw a video of a bunch of guys?
And I was just, I don't care who's around. Door open.
What the fuck?
Birds flapping in the wind.
Yeah, you beat off outside?
On the big screen.
or somewhere, like, that wasn't your house?
I've had sex outside.
You ever catch your dad doing some shit?
Yeah, sex outside doesn't count. Everyone does that.
I mean, right. Not like, in the car, just like legitimate.
Yeah, outside, everyone does
that. You ever go on the, you ever go on the smart TV and you pull up the internet browser and it's already on Pornhub?
It's so fucking embarrassing to myself. Whoa.
Not on the TV, you need to stop.
Yeah.
Never on the
TV. I'm never sitting on this couch again.
The TV is full degeneracy, but I did get hit with the one time. It's like, hey, can you figure this out? And it was just
Oh, my God.
And he's like, actually, hold on.
Dude, my old...
Like, I saw the screen, and he pulled it away for
my
a second.
My old
like,
boss had me go grab his phone, and I didn't even turn the phone on, but, like, when I picked it up, the screen came on, porn.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Now, this is the one thing I'm going to preface that it's never happened to me, but I've always been afraid of it happening. But... have you ever, like, looked through your, like, had your dad's phone and fucking he's showing you a picture and, like, you, and it, like, swipes down to see all the pictures and then, like, you see your mom's nudes or something?
Oh, my God.
I've thought about that before because I've thought about that.
Terrifying.
When I had a girlfriend.
Your parents are old enough to just do Polaroids.
At that point, it's sexier. You've been married for that long and, like, that's at least 20 years of digital sexting. Give me a fucking, throw it back to the old days, like you used to have to.
I'm going to let you guys get through this one. Go have fun.
Sounds like keep you going. Got some trauma.
No, keep going.
I'm talking about my bitch. I'm not talking about my mother.
Oh, that's sick.
Oh, you want to talk about mother.
I'm talking about if me and my wife have been sexting together for 30 years at this point. She pulls up with a random Polaroid. I'm framing that bitch in the Smithsonian.
That's be like, fuck. Damn, you're bringing this back to 1997.
Right. That's my holy grail. Like,
no, I would love that.
Yeah, dope.
No, the reason I've
not
a whole
50,
a whole scrapbook.
The reason
nudes
I've thought
of
your, what you were
from your
of,
lady
is when I did have a girlfriend and I would show my mom a picture. I'd be like,
I hope there's nothing crazy.
Fuck, I cannot scroll right now. Mm-hmm. I literally cannot scroll.
That's
right
why
now.
You just hide all those pictures.
I'm too lazy to. I just leave everything out.
It's so easy. Like as soon as you take them, hide.
I'm gonna be real. It's cold down here.
It is cold.
Oh, you're giving up finally?
Yeah.
Tapping out?
My food is here.
We have so
much.
Let
me guess the time.
It's crazy. We have so much more we could talk about.
We do. We could.
And he was the one talking about, oh, this will be 2 hours easy, bro.
123.
I was just talking shit. I knew.
Yeah, I know.
123.
Very fucking close.
Yeah.
I didn't.
121.
On everybody's
life.
You
got any more last promo codes?
I don't know. Is there any final thoughts?
Or crap. Crap
final,
is ours.
Final thoughts? My final thought
most
would be...
Most weight you ever lost in a crap.
My final thought would be, I wish I could bring my money with me.
When you die?
That's selfish.
Yeah, that we're talking about final thoughts, right?
That's selfish.
Fair enough. Mine would be... Damn, I knew it would end like this.
Sounds like he's already got it planned out, and better help. You can...
Oh...
I hate this song. That'd be my final thought.
Mine's finally.
Oh, my God.
Finally?
Sick.
Yeah.
Sweet release.
About time. Love you. Finally.
To be fair, that's right at the end of this Bud Light. So
I finished mine 10 ago.
All right.
2 to 4 Bud Light podcast.
Well, that was pretty good.
Me and Snake usually get like 4 down. It's crazy.
We were talking.
Chilling. We had a lot to talk about. There's not a lot of dead air. I can only imagine how loud that stuff's going to be in the background. Probably not that bad.
I can barely hear it down here.
It'll be fine, but, you know.
For me, so I can't imagine the mics picking up any of it.
This was fun, though.
We should definitely do it again very soon.
Got to bleep out a last name.
That was in the first, like, 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's pretty good. Bye, go fuck yourselves.